Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar bill, yo.
This is Over Under 98.5. With Joe Murray and Dan Lifshatz, here are the Bankroll Boys. Who you got?
All right, we're live. It is the Over Under Podcast. My lighting kind of sucks. I'll see if it will adjust throughout the program here. But Dan Lifshatz is here. I'm Joe Murray. We are here for our weekly podcast.
Yes, sir.
Look at that, Dan. You see this little background I got going on here?
I did see that. Yes, I did.
Look at that, huh?
Yeah, it looks nice. Not too bad.
Well, all right. Well, we'll see how it goes. I've been playing around with some things of late.
I can tell.
So,
there we go. Trying to take the background out of that there. There we go.
Okay. What's going on?
Nothing. Just, you know, long day at work. Just, you know, gonna be doing, you know, whatever. You're to talk about the draft today, man. You know, it's I got some interesting stuff to talk about. A lot of it's gonna be reflected on, you know, local betting and local sites. But I think that there's been a lot of availability to hit or availability to bet in the past few days, and so that's great too.
Nice, man. And it looks like we're not going to get a soccer Super League, so that's over with.
Yes, the Super League is over. For anyone who doesn't understand what happened there, I don't think we need to do it all, go into it all over again. I think this story has kind of been beaten down at this point. But basically, yeah, that's not happening, or at least it's not happening right now. And, you know, unfortunately, John Henry – I was reading a few things today. John Henry may lose that team completely. So,
yeah, people are not happy.
Yep.
Not happy when it comes to soccer. All right, Dan. Obviously, the draft stuff on the table. The win totals came out. We kind of hammered those on our Saturday show last week.
Yep.
I don't have too much this week. I know the Kentucky Derby's a week away, and I'm still I'm pretty much still locked on who I think my pick is going to be.
Okay.
So nothing's really changed, and you know, I'll get into that a little bit more this weekend, and obviously next week will be a lot more. But essential quality 3-1 right now. It's probably going to go up a little bit. Or down, sorry. So just keep that in mind for those that are into the Derby. And you've been betting some first five still?
Yeah, struggled a little bit this week. So I'm probably going to take the rest of the week off. I like the Dodgers tonight, -0.5, but I'm not going to end up playing it. I don't have the bell with me. I forgot the bell because I was rushing down here trying to set something up for this weekend. But, unfortunately, you know, there's – Yeah, I think that that will probably be the case for right now. So,
well, yeah. We got a couple of games tonight. Bruins play, Celtics game locally. What I wanted to let you know is for some reason, the Celtics line went from 6.5 to 1.5.
Now,
what is going on?
Now, is it staying at 1.5? Because I saw that Jaylen Brown was ruled out. And I thought that might bounce back up. I'm not sure, but honestly, what the movement is. Honestly, I haven't taken. Yeah, it looks like it's staying at 1.5, which is surprising. I'll probably end up having to. I ended up getting some Phoenix 1.5. I'll probably end up having to buy off. My guess is that because Kemba Walker is playing, and it looks like we're going to get a bunch of these guys who are actually in today. Maybe they expected Jaylen Brown to play too. I'm not really sure, but there was a lot of sharp movement on the Celtics line, moving from 6.5 to 1.5. 6.5 to 1.5. This is where we are right now. I still expect this to dip off maybe around 2, 2.5. I still think you'll end up getting, you know, some movement there, but I mean, right now, Right now, this is sitting there. I personally, again, the Celtics have maybe a few good wins this year. You could argue the Knicks wins looking better and better every day, which is the most recent Knicks wins looking better and better every day. I think the Nuggets win was all right. They had a really good fourth quarter. I'll definitely give them that for sure. I just, I don't love what they did. That's all. They're good. They're good. Don't get me wrong. I don't love what they did. That's all. So,
yeah, and then they could be without Jaylen Brown tonight.
Yes, they could be. So, we'll see what happens there. It sounds like from what Steven said is that Jaylen Brown won't be playing tonight. So I do believe that that's going to be the case there, Joe.
Yep. Yeah, and then there's a couple other games tonight. New Orleans, Orlando, Philly, Milwaukee, Detroit's in it, and then Dallas, Lakers. So really, you know, the Celtics game is kind of the big game of the night here in the NBA. A lot of people are going to bet on this one, man. Total's gone from 223 to 220. And obviously both teams are hot, 8-2 last 10. Suns on a back-to-back.
I do think the Lakers game is going to be important. Obviously, Laker Anthony Davis's first game back. That's going to draw some interesting, you know, at least some thoughts and maybe some Lakers money that hasn't probably been there in the past few weeks due to LeBron and Davis being out. But obviously, with Davis back in, it sounds like Drummond's going to play. It's going to be interesting to see those two trying to integrate together and see how those two play. Again, out of the West – I know the Clippers have been hot and playing really well recently. I don't take them seriously as a serious contender. And, I don't think they'll have a prayer against the Lakers, to be perfectly honest with you. Denver, I would have said maybe gives you a run without, you know, with Jamal Murray, without Jamal Murray. I don't think they're serious. I don't really think Utah or Phoenix is too serious either. I mean, fun regular season stories. Maybe Utah might be able to give you a push because of their experience. I still think Phoenix is too young. They're not going to be able to beat LeBron and Davis in a series, especially after what those guys did last year. I don't really see the West as, you know, being super competitive right now. I mean, you know, same with the East. I get people, you know, talking to me every day. Oh, you know, I think, you know, Philly is going to win the East. And people, you know, Greenies on Twitter today spouting off about how, you know, he thinks that the fucking Brooklyn Nets are going to lose to the Washington Wizards in the first round of the NBA playoffs. I mean, you know, people are just finding anything to say, you know, about literally about anything. It's just ridiculous. So I don't understand it.
All right, dude. Well, what else we got going on here? Anything you want to get into off the bat?
I mean, obviously outside the draft, there's not a lot going on. I think everything's pretty boring right now, dude. You know, which is fine. We're in the midst of MLB season. The MLB slate kind of sucks tonight. I haven't been doing a lot of hockey recently. I just,
you know, I just right now I'm honestly just not really enjoying the game that much. So I just haven't been doing much. But when it comes to you know, when it comes to anything that's big right now, it's the draft stuff, Joe. And we're finally seeing all the sites put up draft props. Now the limits are still low, especially at your locals. You know, your non-locals, your DraftKings and your BetOnlines and all this other stuff. You know, they're taking a you know, a little bit more. But obviously, you know, they're first off, I mean, let's start with the big one here, okay? What are the Niners going to do at number three? And I think that I think that when you talk about what the Niners are going to do, that is pretty much the start of the draft. I think it really determines a lot of these draft props. You're seeing the Mac Jones draft prop anywhere between 3.5, 4.5, 5.5. Same with Justin Fields, 3.5, 4.5. You know, Vegas opened with a 7.5 or 6.5, and with Circa on Fields the other day. Like I'm starting to think, Joe, and then again, I'm not naming, I have all these sources or anything, but the stuff you're hearing about Justin Fields isn't great, right? The stuff that you're hearing about him and all the stuff that, you know, that's coming out about him, that it's not great. And it sounds like Shanahan really likes Mac Jones, and that's his guy. And that's been kind of the rumor for the past couple of weeks, right? Is that Shanahan really like, you know, the Shanahan Niners like Mac Jones. People can't believe that outside, you know, outside of draft circles or outside of the media or whatever, you know, or even in the media. But I think that, you know, it's going to be Jones or Lance at three. And if you're able to find it, there is a draft prop that is who's going to be drafted first, Trey Lance or Justin Fields. And Trey Lance is plus 200. I think there's some legitimate value there if you're interested in taking a shot like that. I think you probably get a better number than 200. Again, this is going off, you know, local lines and everything that, you know, I kind of have in front of me. I think Lance ends up going first. I think we're going to end up seeing a pretty decent fall for Justin Fields. Now, I could be 1,000% incorrect here, right? And Fields could be, you know, Fields could be the, you know, the third pick and whatever. I could be very wrong. It sounds like it's going to be Lance or Jones. That's what it sounds like, is that Lance or Jones is going to be in that number three slot. And then I think it's kind of free for all after that. So I think that that's kind of where we start. I kind of wanted to get your thoughts. I'm going to grab the bell, but I kind of wanted to get your thoughts on what you're thinking with the Niners at number three there.
So a prop bet came out today, and I got it right here. Hang on one second. Prop bet came out today. What will the odds be for the Atlanta Falcons? And odds for what position the Falcons will select with their first pick. So it doesn't matter if it's four, right? Doesn't matter where. It just says odds for what position the Falcons will select. The favorite is quarterback at plus 140. Tight end is plus 150. Then it's lineman, receiver, corner, whatever, whatever.
Yep.
So it's weird, but I watch a lot, you know, social media stuff. And Kyle Pitts only follows the Atlanta Falcons on Twitter or Instagram, whatever it is. He's projected as like the best tight end of all time. And you know Atlanta likes to go sexy, right?
Yep, I do.
And let's face it, he kind of fits in that offense. I would never take a tight end that high. That's my own opinion. But I do think Kyle Pitts was amazing last year.
Pitts opened at 7.5, 8.5 range in the draft props, and he's now sitting squarely at 4.5. With the over juiced, unless you want to play a heavily juiced under 5.5. I think it's like -160, -150 for the under 5.5, which I guess would be, you know, the Bengals and the Falcons there. I personally, we talked about a couple weeks ago, grabbed some 7.5. I thought that was a good bet. I'm just going to end up riding that one. I personally would not be shocked if Atlanta went quarterback or traded out. I mean, would you?
I would not. No, I mean, if to get that kind of value, you know.
I think that there's a chance if Lance goes to 4 that someone will trade up for them. That would be my feeling is that I think Atlanta may end up going Trey Lance or trading back, and someone may end up moving up to 4 for Trey Lance. I'd take a look at maybe Denver. Washington's another team there. I think there's going to be a lot of quarterbacks early. Now, maybe that doesn't happen. Maybe Lance goes 7 or goes 6, and, you know, and the team ends up trading up for him, whatever. But I do think that that's going to be the target zone, you know, in that area for him. So that's the way I'm looking at, you know, in kind of that situation. I do think that taking the Pitts under 5.5 number is going to be a little bit tough right now. I don't think that I would play that. I do think that it's interesting is taking a look at the Penei Sewell under 5.5 and that at plus money. And here's the reason why. Everyone right now is very convinced that the Bengals are going to live and die with Ja'Marr Chase for Joe Burrow, and that Ja'Marr Chase is going top 5, and that everyone is very, very much convinced that. And I don't see it. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I don't understand what the team's thinking. But I think taking Sewell under 5.5, +140, +150 has some really good value. When you take a look at Joe Burrow coming off a major injury and the Bengals getting a chance to protect his blind side, I would be shocked if the Bengals would pass on that opportunity to draft a wide receiver that, yes, Burrow is good with and connects with, but you drafted Higgins last year. You still have Tyler Boyd. I don't think offensively you have Joe Mixon in the backfield. Like, I don't think offensively you're lacking weapons. And if you want to go wide receiver, you still have some pretty good options in the second round. I would be very surprised, but it feels like everyone is kind of settling on the fact that, you know, they're going to go Ja'Marr Chase, and that's, you know, that's done. And I don't see it, Joe. For whatever reason, like, again, maybe I'm crazy. I don't see it. So I'm going to take a little shot here. Give me Penei Sewell under 5.5 +140, which is the average line of all the sites. So give me Penei Sewell under 5.5 +140.
All right. I mean, so that's an early draft. Is too bad we can't bet on Mac Jones over 3.5 anymore. So that's what, 170 now?
No. So Jones has moved back to the favorite. To be the number 3 pick. So I'll take a look and see what it is on DraftKings. But my guess is that Jones is probably going to be plus money to be over 3.5. I mean, do you still buy the Niners draft? I guess going back, do you still buy the Niners drafting Justin Fields?
So I think it's Trey Lance, dude. I'm holding my ground. I think Trey Lance is going 3rd, and I just think he has the biggest upside. I wouldn't be surprised if it's Field at all. I really wouldn't. And if it's Jones, I mean, I don't know. I can't see it. It's too high for me.
So, but again, remember, you're
looking at it from a fan media perspective and not necessarily what a team looks at. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's why I like Trey Lance. And if, you know, I think him at 3, I think it was +500 the last I saw it.
Yeah, it's +450 currently.
So I'll PP it, Dan. I feel good about it.
Okay. There you go.
I'm going Trey Lance 3rd to to the 49ers.
Plus 450. Yeah, I don't think it's bad. I'm pretty much in my mind, and again, which will probably be totally wrong, I have a feeling that it's either going to be Jones or Lance, and I have a feeling that Fields is going to be the last one who's going to be considered in the position for the actual play. That is my feeling there in terms of that. All right, moving on. So we talked about Sewell at five. If I have Sewell at five, what do you think Miami is doing at six here? There's a lot of, again, people are saying, okay, well, this is the spot for Jamar Chase. If you're not going to get, you know, if Lance is going to go three, let's say Fields or you know, let's say your boy Pitts goes four, right? Fields or Pitts goes four. Let's say Sewell goes five. At six, we're looking at the Dolphins, who obviously are not going to go quarterback here, but they are either going to have Pitts, you know, based upon this scenario, or Chase on the board. Right now, Jamar Chase over six is plus 180.
Because who's seven? Cincinnati?
Detroit's seven.
Oh, that's right. That's right. And since he's what?
Since he's five. So, I mean, as we talked about, I have them picking Sewell. I would be shocked if they – I mean, they signed Riley Reiff, but I don't understand why Sewell would be – they would pass on Sewell for a wide receiver when they just invested in the position last year. You can invest in the position later. Your franchise quarterback's coming off a major injury. I can't imagine that they're going to miss on – a guy who's basically being touted as one of the best tackles of all time coming out of the draft. I mean, really, that's how, you know, how he's been touted for the past couple of years. Now he's dropped a little bit because of the quarterbacks, but I'd be shocked I'd be very surprised if it wasn't Sewell.
Yeah. Ooh. let's see here.
So, again, this is why I felt good about Pitts under 7.5 a couple weeks ago. Obviously, that's gone. I'm gonna stick with my gut and go Sewell at 5. At 6, you know, if Jamar Chase goes 5, that obviously doesn't happen. But right now at 6, in this scenario, let's say Pitts is gone. Let's say Pitts is gone and Sewell's gone. You're probably going Jamar Chase if you're Miami. Probably. But this is another question to maybe – this is another position that maybe they trade out. Maybe they trade back with a team like, I don't know, Denver. Or maybe they, you know, maybe they trade back with a team like that. Maybe Dallas wants to move up for a guy. I'm taking a look at this, and I'm just trying to be reasonable. We don't need to go through the full draft here. I'm just trying to go through the top 10 of reasonable picks and kind of explain where I'm coming from in terms of my picks.
Yeah. I think Chase somehow is going to either the Bengals or the Dolphins, but the Dolphins could trade back, man. You know, like Waddle's interesting to me for them because you already have Fuller. So if you had Waddle, like that's two speedsters, and that's going to open up the game for Gesicki and those backs out of the backfield. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So like that's an interesting thing for me.
Yeah. No, I understand. I'm trying to look for the remaining value on the board. Jamar Chase over six at plus 170, plus 180 is something I think you have to consider taking a shot on. Because the way I look at it, I think that since he's going to go Sewell. So the way I'm looking at it is I think at worst you're pushing. I think at worst you're pushing with the Chase. And again, that may be a little bit much. But I really do think that Chase is either going six to Miami or he's going seven to Detroit. I think that's the range that he's going to end up going in. And I think that if you have the opportunity to get a plus 170, plus 180 line there with Chase, or if you could find an under, you know, if you want to go for the under 6.5 line, I think they are out there still. Then, you know, yeah, I think that that's a bet that might be worth taking as well. I'm not going to PP it because I think we're still a little far away. But that would be the way that I would look at and approach the Jamar Chase
dilemma because I think it's either completely, it's either six or seven there. And so that's, again, that's just the kind of way that I'm looking at it.
You know, one of the other ones I wanted to talk about was Trey Lance over under 6.5 right now. That's the line. It opened at 7.5. Those numbers quickly disappeared, but we've seen some 6.5. It's pretty even. You can still find some 6.5 minus 120 on both sides. You know, Ace has those. Not exactly a fun line to take, but looking at what Lance does, where do you think Lance is going in this draft? Because if I had a guess, I'd say it's going to be, I'd say it's either going to be 4, 6, or 7. And that's the way that I'm going to guess that the way that it's going to end up going is that Lance is either going to be going to Atlanta or someone's going to be trading for him. I can't see Lance falling all the way far back, or he's going 3 to San Francisco, as you said. And, you know, whatever. So are you in on Lance also under 6.5 since you like him going to
Yes, I am. And I think that we could see 4 quarterbacks go in a row pending on a trade. So, yeah, I like the under on that one. The other one that's interesting to me is the first defensive player that could be drafted. I know Surtain is, like, the big name. But, dude, like, I don't know. I just saw Caleb Farley's at 2,500. And he's the VTech corner who some people think he's the best corner. You know, I know he's got some medical issue. That's kind of his big thing.
Yep.
But I don't know. I might take a stab at that one.
I think maybe some, me personally, the way I go with better value in terms of defense is I look at maybe JC Horn. He has been really rising up boards and there's been obviously a lot of value. People are tweeting out to take out the under 13.5, and those numbers have basically disappeared unless you want to lay a minus 170. Now we're talking about a 12 over that's juice and a 12.5 under that's even. I think that is another position that you're kind of looking at there, that JC Horn is going to be right in that area too. Like I wouldn't be shocked if, I think right now we're going to see Carolina go any sort of way. I really don't know what Denver's going to do. I really, really don't know what Denver's going to do. And, I mean, Dallas, it feels like they want Surtain. It feels like that's out there a lot. Maybe they go in a different direction, but usually they're pretty transparent on, you know, what they like and what they want to do. I'm trying to get a read here, and I know Horn's going lower in mock drafts, but I wonder if Horn maybe is a guy who ends up sneaking up to the top 15 there. And I know that people are going to be all over that as well. Let me give you another one. Micah Parsons apparently is driving up draft boards, and I don't really understand why. Maybe that's just me. Maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I'm being too hard on the guy. But, you know, he's a guy who has a lot of off-field issues and his stock has really dropped. I mean, he basically was going to be a top 10 pick, you know, with the exception of those issues. But there's a lot of them. It's just, you know, a lot of in the wrong place at the wrong time. And usually those don't go super well in the draft, at least from, you know, from experience, they usually don't go super well. I mean, I'm just looking here, but I mean, is there anyone that you personally, you know, is there any sort of way that you personally like on that number of 13.5?
Oof. I wonder if Jalen Waddle's a guy. What about Slater? Right?
Yeah, I mean, Slater's also right in that top 10 area that has been kind of discussed, too.
Yeah. Oof. Defensive back. I mean, I'm just trying to think of who else could go, and that's so a wide receiver and tackle is probably where I'd put those spots as like of importance. You can definitely get a corner there. And there's always the if Mac Jones falls, right? Or if one of those quarterbacks falls, they're only going to be coming that spot too.
Right, right.
So that's one thing. I just wanted to bring this up quickly, and I'm actually going to bet this because we've discussed it already. We talked to Dane Brugler today. He's a big draft guy for The Athletic.
Yep.
And he put some like round grades on certain quarterbacks, but thinks they're going to go earlier because of the upside.
Yep.
So, like, for example, Kellen Mond got a fourth round grade, but he thinks he's going to go in the second round. Davis Mills is starting to become one of these guys that's really driving up the board. Yeah. So where I'm going with this is I'm going to take over 5.5 quarterbacks round one. It was 4.5. It's plus 350 right now.
Yep.
I think we get Lawrence, Wilson, Fields, Jones, Lance. And I think we get a surprise in the first round. Trask, Mond, Mills. One of those ones.
Yeah, so I love that. I love that pick as well.
These are value. Doesn't mean if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But plus 350, it might be worth it.
Yeah, there's actually a 390 out there if you search for it. I got 393, I think, whatever reason that was the odds out there. But there's some real big money on over 5.5.
Would it be a really big surprise with a bunch of borderline second round quarterbacks that someone wants the extra year of eligibility? And we've seen it in the past with Lamar Jackson and, you know, situations like that.
This is not like an uncommon situation or not something that, you know, that is not going to happen, you know, that doesn't happen often. The stuff that happens all the time. So, yeah, I think it's very possible. And I think that it's going to be more of a, it's going to be more of an upside guy. I think you're going to see more of maybe a Mills, as maybe potentially that guy, or a Mond. I know Mond, he's had a fourth round grade on. I think Mond's going to end up being going much higher than most people think. I mean, listen, it could be a Kyle Trask. People maybe a team falls in love with him. I just think that there's going to be a very, very good chance that a team trades up, as you said. And I do very much agree with that.
So that's one more. And then there's just a couple of ones, and I actually saw someone just tweet this or put this at us in our Slack here. But what's it called? The Patriots pick. And this is kind of a big bet thing. I just saw it on CBS Sports. Where else did I just see this? But there is a bet on what the Patriots will do in the first round.
Yeah.
And people think that it's quarterback. Like, dude, Dan, I can't. I've been in the morning all week long, and every time someone talks about the draft, it's killing me, you know?
I get it. I need you to hold out for a little bit here, bud.
No, but what I mean, though, is that I don't want to rain on everyone's parade, but, like, I just don't think a quarterback is going in the first round for the Pats.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Not unless they trade back significantly.
I just don't, and I'm talking first round.
And the stuff that's out there, because I think if there is going to be a quarterback who drops, it's going to be Justin Fields, Joe. If the stuff that's out there is even remotely true, there's a 0% chance the Patriots are going to touch the guy. Zero.
Yeah, and again, it's a quarterback. I love the draft. I'm going to watch it. I'm going to go nuts about it.
Right.
But the Patriots playing position first player drafted defense is – I see plus 165, it's 150 some places. But I think that's the best position for the Patriots to draft. They have hit defensively first round forever. Like, the worst first round pick I think he might have ever made. Dominic Easley was bad, right? But that was enough. That's what you do when you're in those positions, you know?
Yep.
Brandon Merriweather was okay, but wasn't, you know, he wasn't a great. But besides that, Ty Warren, Richard Seymour, Vince Wilfork, Gerard Mayo, Devin McCourty, like Chandler Jones, Dante Hightower. Those are studs. Stud first round pick. And then, you know, they have drafted the Nate Solders of the world and other guys. But defense, that's where they need to go, dude. Because when they draft the guy in the first round, now Malcolm Brown was another guy, but at least he started, right?
Yep.
All I'm saying is that Belichick is great at drafting guys in the first round, plugging and playing right away. And I think that's what's best. So I wouldn't even be surprised if they moved back. But you do have to put some other things on the table. Like, they need a wide receiver, man. Like, would they go with another wide receiver in the first round? That's scary, you know? Like, they need a defensive back. J.C. Jackson's contract's up. So is Stephon Gilmore.
Yep.
So, like, you know, they Micah Parsons could be this next linebacker. You know, there's the kid, Zaven Collins is the closest big linebacker in the draft.
Yeah, what, Tulsa? I mean, yeah. No. Listen, I do understand where you're going. I think to bet on the Patriots in terms of – I think betting on the Patriots is dangerous. I don't think that you're going to know a position they're going, and I understand wanting to take the defense. I just – I don't see it, man. I don't see it. I don't really understand the reason to take it unless you – really, really feel strongly about it. I think it's more of a shot in the dark type play. I do. Because I don't think that we're going to know where they're going. This draft at 15, they have so many opportunities in so many different directions that they can go that I personally don't think that's my opinion. I just personally don't think that's a great investment. That's all.
Yeah, and that's, you know, we'll ramp up for the draft. Obviously, next week is big, but I'm looking at value from afar. Like, I don't know. Like, is there value in taking under 1.5 tight ends? No, right? Like, I think only one goes in the first round. Maybe over two running backs go. Like, maybe that's something that could happen there. I want to know, like, I'll look and see what the kicker odds are. I think there are a couple of good kickers, so maybe they'll be drafted.
Yep.
We'll try to think of what else might be of worth, of note. But, yeah, we're a week away, and it's been long, dude. Like, last year it was, oh, will the Patriots draft Tua? Will they draft Tua? And it was like they traded back and drafted a kid from Division III. You know what I mean?
Oh, no, I know. I certainly understand that.
It's just like, holy crap, dude. Like, I know we need to talk about it because it's what people want to know, but, like, have we even looked at another guy besides, like, these four quarterbacks? You know what I mean? Like, geez. Oh,
I think that they're going to end up going in a direction that people wouldn't expect them to go. That would be my guess, is that they'll go in a direction that people don't expect them to go. Now, I'm wrong all the time, so probably wrong here too. I don't see why you would make that decision. I don't see them drafting a quarterback. That's simply put, the best way to kind of elaborate on it is I don't see them drafting a quarterback. That's my opinion. Just my yeah. opinion. Doesn't mean anything.
I feel the same way.
Yeah. So. All right, Joe, is there anything else that you like in terms of value on the board right now? Because I know draft is, you know, draft talk. There's been a lot of it, right? There's been a lot of it at the station. Will they draft a quarterback? Will they not? Yada, yada, yada. I know that that's not exactly always the most fun, but in terms of betting, I usually find it to be, first off, Scalp Central, where you can always scalp back the sides if you want. So usually there's, you know, that's usually pretty valuable there. But just in terms of, you know, finding out what you like and finding out what you don't like, what I would tell you is usually the mock drafts are wrong. So if you're trying to bet based upon the mock drafts, you're going to get fucking penetrated in your bets. So try and think a little bit outside the box and, like, you know, try and be a little bit different. That's why I'm trying to, you know, go with Sewell at 5, because everyone right now has Sewell going, you know, going like 6 or 7 right now. Everyone has them. So I think trying to think outside the box in these specific situations is really important to kind of how you approach your bets. So just kind of wanted to get your thoughts if there's anything else that you liked. I could get into some more stuff that I like, I guess, if you don't have anything.
That's really it, man. And like I said, I know we got a week to go here. I'll have more. I'll have a comprehensive look at everything else to the draft. I'll lay all my bets out.
Yep.
At some point. But, yeah, right now it's God, it's I'm over the quarterback thing. I'm starting to look ahead a little bit here.
Gotcha. All right. Well, let me give you maybe a few things that are still of interest on the board. You can find at your local guy, your local corner. I'm just pulling everything up here. So first off, there's a lot of talk that Najee Harris is going to be taken first round, and that he is flying up the board on some of these bets here, right? That Harris opened, I think his overall over under was 32.5. It's down to 28, 27. Listen, if Harris gets to 26.5 range, you got to start taking the over. 27.5 range too. You got to start looking to take the over in the Harris range. I mean, it's a running back. We know what running backs do, in regards to kind of everything. Like, we know how running backs are valued in the league. And man, it's one of those, like, the running back position is just devalued. So it would not shock me if we see a late running back, maybe the final four or five picks there. But the way that Harris is flying up the board, especially in the, you know, on all these, all the bets here, open at 32.5 to 28.5. I'd start maybe looking at the other way. I really do think that's just too much. Zaven Collins, the guy you just talked about, out of Tulsa, his over-under, Joe, is 24.5, and he's getting slammed to the over. I'm surprised about that. I thought Collins was going to be maybe not the number one, linebacker. I think Parsons is going to be that guy, and maybe Collins falls. But I do think that looking at under 24 plus money is not terrible. Same thing with Caleb Farley. Farley's at 24.5 at plus money under as well. And again, it's just one of those things. I'm looking at Farley, like, 24.5 plus money. I think that there is some value there. The problem is I don't like taking really unders in drafts. I like taking overs more, which is usually the opposite of, what I like. If you can find a Patrick Surtain under 10.5 at a good price, I think you should take it. I think you'll probably end up going to the Cowboys there. So I think that's not a terrible bet. If you find a Trey Lance under 6.5 at a good price, I don't think that's a terrible bet either, because I think there's a good chance he ends up going 4. I think the Mac Jones stuff and Justin Fields stuff, unless you have a really good feel on who's going there, or you get a good price on a Fields over 3.5, I think you should leave it alone, because there is an opportunity for Atlanta to do something stupid and take Fields if they like him, if they like him there. So I would stay away from the 4.5 prop stuff with Fields. If you find it over 3.5 at a good price, you have to take it. I really very much agree with that. If you see a JC Horn under 13.5 at a good price, I think you have to take that as well. Especially since that's one that you'll be able to get back to. You'll definitely be able to get back. So I think that's one. You talked about the quarterback one that I really liked. I'll PP that one, Joe, over 5.5 quarterbacks plus 350. I really like that one. I think that's a smaller play, but I do think that's a good risk and definitely a good reward there for a very realistic situation that could occur. The other one I really like on the board right now is Travis Etienne over 32.5, and it's minus 125. I know it's a little juicy, but yeah, give me the over 32.5 minus 125. That one to me is that's another one that I think is you have to make that bet. You have to make that bet because they don't think Etienne is going to be a first round pick. And if he is, then you know what? I'm wrong and I'll live and die by it, but I can't see it. That's kind of the other thing. The one other one I'm looking at, Joe, right now is the Rashad Bateman. And we talked about this multiple times. So I thought Bateman was going to be a first round pick. He opened 31.5, quickly moved to 28.5. Now it's 27.5, and he's still being juiced on the 27 under 27.5 minus 130. I think Bateman's going to go in that 21 to 25 range for a wide receiver. I think you're going to end up seeing a team who wants a wide receiver and maybe doesn't get Jalen Waddle, maybe doesn't get Devonta Smith. But I think that he's in that next sort of class and that he's the starter for that next class there. So I think Bateman is going to end up being a first-round pick, and ultimately I think that he'll end up being you know, under that number. If you, I'm not going to take the juice number, but I think if you find a Bateman under, that's going to be a good pick as well. So yeah, that's pretty much what I like so far and kind of what I've been able to piece together. Again, if you're betting based upon mock drafts, you're going to get crushed. So please don't do that. Do not bet based upon mock drafts. Just don't. You're going to get smoked. Mock drafts are mocked for a reason. They suck. Usually they're, you know, somewhat accurate with the top four or five picks. And after that, they're a complete mess. So just be very careful when it comes to this stuff. Joe, your guy, Elijah Moore, over under 29.5 too. He's also in that, that second tier of wide receiver conversation. So he's another one that, that's right there too.
Yeah. I think he's late. Realistically, I think he's second round now that I, the more I look at it, I think he's second round.
Yeah. By the way, Kwity Paye is going to be a guy who continues to rise up. If you want to take the under to scout back with the over later, I don't think that's a terrible idea at under 16.5. He was under 18.5 just a few days ago. Now he's under 16.5. I would not be shocked if Paye ends up closing at the 14-15 range. Remember, all these guys can't go. You should be able to find plus money on both sides of who will go first between Jalen Waddle and Devonta Smith. I know that because I found it today. So I think that you should be able to find plus money if you're looking for a little bit of free money there. I don't have a good feeling on who's going to go first between those guys. I have no feeling on both those guys. I think they'll probably go around the 10, 11, 12, 13 range, but I have no idea which team is interested in them and which team is not. So I have no idea. You know, I would maybe play some overs there if you're looking for, you know, Devonta Smith over 11.5 and Jalen Waddle over 11.5. I know that Waddle is, you know, plus money to the over, and Smith is, I think he's probably like minus 110, minus 120. So those are my draft thoughts right now. There's not a ton to put out there, but we gave you some plays. I'll end up coming with some more in the next few days, but I do think that unfortunately there's a lot of value gone. The Justin Fields over 3.5 is by far my biggest position in the draft. And I think I'm probably going to end up sticking with that. So I'll either get crushed there or I won't, but I think I'm going to end up sticking with that.
All right, dude. Anything else, any games tonight you wanted to hit on real quick before we get out of here?
You know, here, I'll give something out. Give me the Dodgers -0.5, -125, first five. And make sure that's Bueller and Ryan Weathers starting. Has to be a listed pitcher. They only play listed pitchers. If one of those guys gets canceled and you guys play the bet, I'm sorry, that's on you. I'm telling you, don't play action, play listed pitchers only. If you don't have a site that plays listed pitchers, get one. So that's what I would tell you there. There's my one play for tonight. I didn't like anything on the NBA card. I didn't like anything on the, on, you know, just the card in general. So there you go.
Very good. And I'm looking at the Bruins. I don't like the number though, the 200, obviously, but Swayman's in net tonight. And I feel like he has a lot of rhythm going on right now.
I'm not laying -200 on
a. No, run. I was thinking about the plus line.
On the puck line?
Yeah.
Let me see what we got right here. See if I can log in here. I mean, my guess is that, you know, maybe look for the regulation line if you want to do something around that. The regulation line is Bruins -186. Jesus, no value there. Yeah, Bruins -1.5 is -115.
Cool. Yeah, so that's all I really have, man. I know we got the show on Saturday, and I'm sure we'll have a little more, and obviously more of the draft stuff here. But you know, as far as where I'm at the moment, we're inching close. I'm wondering if we'll have any more trades. That's really it, man.
Yeah, okay, cool. Works for me. Nice short podcast on a Thursday night. you know, to kind of go whatever. Nice easy podcast, in my opinion.
Yeah, and again, you know, if there was more going on, obviously we'd be able to talk about. Oh, look at this guy. Hey, do you guys ever fight over who has the better beard? Not really. Mine's more of a lineup. I think Dan's is more of a thick beard.
No, it was a lineup. If you can see, there's a line here, but I just haven't shaved it yet. So I'll reshave it either tonight or tomorrow to refix it.
Interesting.
I'm lazy. You know how it is.
Yes, sir.
Not the most interesting of podcasts, but I know it's out there. Oh, the one thing I did want to say, if you have anything out there, the MVP stuff, the NBA MVP stuff, it's getting silly again. Jokic is now minus 400 in the market. Okay. Yeah. Barring a Jokic injury, he's going to win the MVP. When they did the straw poll, it wasn't close. If you want to take some Jokic for MVP, feel free. But please don't try and tell me that Steph Curry is going to win the MVP or James Harden is going to win the MVP or Damian Lillard or Luka Doncic or LeBron James. None of those guys are going to win the MVP. So please, like that has to stop. Hey, it's just not. It's Embiid or Jokic, and I don't think it's particularly close. I think it will be Jokic.
And we're still waiting on the merge for those that are.
I know. It's not our choice, unfortunately. Not our choice.
Yeah. All right, dude. Well, that's it for me, man.
All right. Sounds good.
I've been, obviously, I'm doing mornings and working my other job. So,
Joe's fried.
Can you tell my excitement right now?
Joe is fried right now. So, Saturday, maybe a little bit more energy. Maybe
a little bit more.
Yeah.
Definitely, I'll bring more to the table on that day. But holy crap, it's been one of those weeks, guys. So.
All right, Joe Murray, go get some sleep.
Yeah, we'll have more drafts that we can. We gave out a couple of PPs.
Yep.
So, all right, dude. Well, again, a little bit of a less than an hour podcast, which I'm very happy with. My battery life has 5% left on my computer, so. You know, we made it. We made it to that, dude. So,
sounds good.
And that is it. So please join us on Saturday for our show. And then next week will be the draft and then the Kentucky Derby on Saturday. So,
oh, did you have any UFC thoughts or do you want to save those for Saturday?
So I like Usman to beat Masvidal. I can't believe like the Usman's just such a big favorite. I'm wondering if under is the way to go, but that thing could go the distance, Dan, and we could see a huge upset too. I'm going to lay off it. But
more thoughts Saturday, I assume.
Yeah. As of right now, I'm leaning under, but I want to know what kind of shape Masvidal's in, man, because he's not going to go down lightly. And the last time he fought was on short rep. Remember he fought like out of nowhere and lost obviously, but yeah, so
okay,
I'm leaving out of it, but that's a good card that night. There's
we'll do a bunch of UFC Saturday because I think that's going to be legitimately something to talk about. The baseball card's big. I'll give out some stuff on Saturday. We'll do some draft stuff, we'll do some UFC stuff. Joe Murray's fried. It's been a long work week for those who are actually working and grinding or whatever, so. Yeah, not the most energetic pod, but maybe.
I apologize. It's totally my fault. So. Yeah, it's okay. But all right, we'll say goodbye to everybody. This is another edition of the Over Under 985 podcast.
Who you got?
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.